This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Well, Dan, just welcome everybody. Can't believe it's 38 years and still running. I love it. Look at the weather. Perfect. Well, perfect would be about 80 and sunny, but I'll take 90 and sunny anytime right here in Buffalo. And I'm not complaining, that's for sure.
Jim, one of your participants drove 8 hours up from Virginia. He said he'd walk here for this tournament just because of what it means and so forth. That kind of, what does that mean to you to have that kind of dedication of the people who keep coming back?
Well, that's why you do it. You want to make sure that you're giving back. And even last night, we raised over $210,000 just in a live auction. But to have people come from everywhere that have been coming here for 30, 35 years. And Bill Pulling, as I stated last night, I think he's only missed 1 year. And that in itself is amazing. So to have everybody come back and continue to come back each and every year, you don't even need to send them an invite. They'll be back. It's awesome.
How much more special is it for you too this year to do it? You obviously welcome a grandson and understand everything is progressing there. How's it all going for you?
Well, long story short, today is a big day. I think as of about a couple hours ago, they took him off his medicine, and now it's just a matter of time. Wait and keep praying. I mean, the overpouring love and prayers that we've had from so many people is just amazing. It almost brings me back to the days when I was going through my cancer, how many people reached out and said they're praying for us. And now having a grandson, and now we're having to go through things again, but we trust in the good Lord that he has plans for not only myself and Parker and Aaron and Jill, but Bo is hopefully gonna, and keep praying that he's gonna reach those milestones and keep going. So right now, let's take it day by day and keep praying.
Jim, you told me a few months ago that even when you were going through your cancer battle, it was tough to, you didn't wanna first say the news, but you know, you talk about what you're going through now, you're talking about this golf tournament. Support has been such a key part of Buffalo. What's that?
Well, yeah. I don't know if any city would wrap their arms around people, not just me, but other people too, and how everybody comes together. I mean, to be honest, it's overwhelming. Look, we ended up, the trains are saying, good job, keep it up. It's one of those things where you know when you live here, you're gonna get support no matter what you're doing. And whether it's my golf tournament 38 years or my football camp for kids 37 years, and now it's a special time in my life. Welcome our first grandchild, grandson, and he's a little over a month old now, so we just keep praying that things progress and he gets better each and every day.
Jim, what keeps you coming back every year to Terry Hills here in Batavia?
Well, number one is the people, the way they rebuilt this place, made it look the way it is. It has 27 holes, which when we had it at Briarwood, we only had 18 holes, and we kept on having to put 8 to 9 foursomes on the waiting list. And when this opened up, we met with them, and what they've done for us is just amazing. They allow us to bring out all the restaurants from Buffalo that we want here. The drinks, everything, they allow us to bring it right here, and they have been amazing. There's no possible way we could make the money and be able to give out the money we do in Western New York and this area if it wasn't for what they do each and every year. So Terry Hills, wow, they're number one on my list.
This might be, in all the years I've been here, I don't know if it's been a hotter day.
No, I don't think so.
Or a sunnier day, Jim. So just in general about that, what it makes for an atmosphere, and I know the golfers were all reminded to try to drink some water if that's possible.
Did you say water? Yeah, I mean, whatever. I mean, I'm not complaining when I saw it was going to be sunny, whatever the temperature is. I mean, I even saw last night watching the news that we're on the verge of breaking records. So, you know, this is one of the hottest days ever to do this. But, hey, they're all out here. Nobody's complaining. Everybody's going to go out there and enjoy themselves. All my five brothers are all here, which is good. And, I enjoy it. I love it. I mean, just like my camp for kids. I love being around the people, being around kids, and enjoy it each and every year. Thank God I'm still here.
I was going to say, Jim, in terms of duration, I don't think there's been any, I know there's been no camp, and I'm not sure there's been any tournaments like this that have gone on as long as yours have.
I don't know, because I really never went and checked out people. I don't go as many golf tournaments as I used to back in the day. But to be able to have this one for 38 years is amazing. And the thing is, we're sold out again. And we still have groups that want a couple more foursomes, but we can't do it. We can't have three groups per hole, every hole. It just can't happen. But what we have now is just a big shout out to everybody here in Western New York and in the Rochester area that have come to support Kelly for Kids and Hunter's Hope. And I couldn't be more thankful.
Is it a bonus to get some of your former teammates back here, just to have, you know, that annual reunion every year? And what made you guys, how close you were?
We're probably one of the closest teams. I mean, everybody, I mean, there's some things that people had to do and some people were a little under the weather that couldn't make it. But even I look back, my receivers from the USFL, they're here. I mean, just to see that and having former players and teammates, even Joe Ferguson, it's awesome. Joe came back and he's able to enjoy it, but I can go on and on. I've been very blessed that people continue to come back.
Jim, you had mentioned former teammates and peers, and a man that covered you guys way back in the 90s, Chris Berman.
Uh-huh.
You guys are side by side.
Back. Yeah, Chris, I don't know how many years. We were just talking earlier. He said probably between 28 and 30 years he's been coming. And that's the first thing he wants to know is when's next year. As I said, it's probably going to be always the second Monday in the month. And he's amazing. I mean, I went and surprised him on his 70th birthday when they had a party up in Boston. And he must have thanked me 10 times. I know Chris, you're one of my best friends. And then to have Chris McDonald, who now just shot the second Happy Gilmore movie, to come here. And then we have an event that we're doing also that we auction off from another golf tournament that we let them share with us. And we're doing another one Thursday with Shooter, or Chris. Everybody else calls him Shooter. I'm so used to calling him Chris because that's my boy.
He thinks he's still shooting.
Yes, sir. What's up? You the Happy Gilmore guy?
Mm-hmm.
You have any questions? Yeah, okay. Next question.
I know that you have this event here that sponsors and helps your foundation, but a couple weeks ago you were also featured as part of the Bill's Little People set that goes to support Oshai Children's Hospital. Just your thoughts on being featured this year as part of that set and the significance of that every year.
Yeah, it's something. When I saw it, I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. And they said, well, we want to do one with you, and it benefits Oshai Children's Hospital. And it's weird how I did that and did the autograph appearance with all the people there on my grandson's 1 month anniversary. And to have him go from Oshai Children's Hospital to Rochester Children's Hospital, just the people are amazing. I mean, I've been so blessed. And to be honest with you, that's one of the reasons I'm still in Buffalo, because when I needed my care and when family needed the care, ECMC has been always there for me. I've been very blessed. And I know there's all other hospitals that all do a great job, but they've been taking care of me for years now. And I thank God, because there's days where I still don't feel great, but if I ever need anybody, they're always there. And I'm glad we're able to at least do it for Children's Hospital, because of course, you know how I love the kids. And unfortunately, back in the day when my son was here, Hunter, and now having to, even though it's Rochester Children's Hospital where he's at now, it benefits the kids.
Any thoughts on the Hard Knocks? I know you were at that event.
I didn't see it. I did what I had to do, and I just wasn't ready to stay for another 2 hours because I have other things that are more important in my life. But I will see it, and I will see the Happy Gilmore 2, which I have not seen yet. So I will watch both of them.
Got time for one more, guys.
Anything to share on the team right now, James Cook's situation with him holding in a camp despite showing up early?
What was that?
Anything you have to share with thoughts on the James Cook situation, the holdout that, or the hold-in that he's in? And
there's that? Holdouts?
Oh, hold in. He showed up to camp.
Oh, yeah, okay, I got you. No, really, and it's business. You got to do what you got to do, and what I've liked about it when I saw the schedule, like a lot of our majority of our really tough games are at home, which is good. The only thing I don't like is having games late at night. Late. I don't like late games. I'm usually sleeping by halftime. But Bills, I will stay awake. I'll make sure I set my alarm, after I take a nap at halftime, I'll set my alarm to get ready for third quarter. But I'm just kidding. But thing is, when you're good, you get those games. You get the late games. You get the night games. You get the Sunday night, the Thursday night, the Monday night. And we've earned that right. And now it's just a matter of going and taking care of business.
Confident that they'll get them?
I'm very confident, yep. I'm not saying where we're going, but I'm very confident. As long as our major key players stay healthy and we get a pass rush, because we have a lot of quarterbacks in the AFC that we have to deal with. And We need to make sure we get a pass rush and get some pressure, because I don't want to see a shootout every week.
Thanks, you say Terry Hill's does a lot for you. Thank you for doing a lot for us and being here and keeping this year up here.
No problem. I mean, they're awesome. I can go on and on what they've meant to our foundation. I know what people charge other golf tournaments. And what they do for us, it's almost like, really? Are you serious? I'm like, yeah. And they do, because they understand how important it is for kids too. We try to help their charities out too. So Terry Hills has been a blessing to the Kelly for Kids Foundation without a doubt.
Thank you.